cornea was on the second shelf, but it was up at the top of the pantry, way in the back.
The delay has enabled me to build up a better first.
Oh, that's most gracious of you, Diana. Please help yourself. I don't believe I'll have any just now, after all those apples.
That's awful nice, Anne. I didn't know raspberry cordial was so nice.
I'm real glad you like it. Take as much as you want.
The nicest I ever drank.
It's ever so much nicer than Mrs. Lynde's, although she brags of her so much.
I should think so. Marilla is a famous cook.
She's trying to teach me, but I assure you, Diana, it is uphill work. The last time I made a cake, I forgot to put the flour in.
Flour is...
Why, Diana, what is the matter?
Oh, I'm awful sick. I must go right home.
Oh, you mustn't dream of going home without your tea. I'll go and put the tea on this very minute.
I must go home.
Let me give you a bit of fruitcake anyhow, and some of the cherry preserves. Lie down on the sofa for a little while, and you'll be better.
I must go home.
I've never heard of company going home without tea. Where do you feel bad?
I'm awfully dizzy.
You certainly are walking in a dizzy way. Come on, then. If you must go, I'll walk you down through the orchard.
Matthew! If you see Anne out there, I sent her down to Rachel Lynde's for the raisins a full hour ago.
She's coming up the path now, Marilla.
Oh, whatever has gone wrong now, Anne? Oh, I do hope you haven't gone and been saucy to Mrs. Lynde again. Anne Shirley, when I ask you a question, I want to be answered. Tell me what you're crying about.
Mrs. Lynde was up to see Mrs. Barry today, and Mrs. Barry was in an awful state. She says that I sent Diana drunk Saturday and sent her home in a disgraceful condition, and she's never going to let Diana play with me again. Oh, Marilla, I'm just overcome with woe.
Set Diana drunk? Anne, are you or Mrs. Barry crazy? What on earth did you give her?
Not a thing but raspberry cordial. I never thought raspberry cordial would set people drunk, Marilla. Not even if they drank three big tumblerfuls as Diana did.
Drunk fizzlesticks. Where is that bottle of raspberry cordial?
I put it back on the shelf in the pantry.
And you have a genius for getting into trouble. You went and gave Diana currant wine instead of raspberry cordial. Don't you know the difference yourself?
I never tasted it. I thought it was the cordial. I meant to be so hospitable. Diana got awfully sick and had to go home. Mrs. Barry told Mrs. Lynde that she just laughed silly-like and went to sleep for hours. Her mother smelled her breath and knew she was drunk. She had a fearful headache all day yesterday. And Mrs. Barry believes I did it on purpose.
Why, three of those big glasses would have made her sick even if it had only been cordial. Well, this story will be a nice handle for those folks who are so down on me for making currant wine. Although I just keep that bottle for secrets. There, child, don't cry. I can see as you were to blame.
Oh, I must cry. Diana and I are parted forever. Oh, Marilla, I little dreamed of this when first we swore our vows of friendship.
Oh, don't be foolish, Anne. Mrs. Barry will think better of it when she finds you're not really to blame. I'll go up there this evening and explain everything.
Oh, bless you, Marilla. You are a saint. A veritable saint.
Here, dry your tears and don't talk nonsense.
Oh, Marilla, I know by your face that it's no use. Mrs. Barry won't forgive me?
Mrs. Barry, indeed. Of all the unreasonable women I ever saw. I told her it was all a mistake, but she refused to believe me. So I told her plainly that currant wine wasn't meant to be drunk 3 tumblerfuls at a time, and that if a child I had to do with was so greedy, I'd sober up with a right good spanking. Anne, where are you going?